Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mailson Menzies from Brazil. He's a KDE developer and has done a really awesome job in Ocular. His talk is about Ocular-based tiles, and here he is.
Hello, can you hear me? Okay, thank you. And as Sayatan introduced me, I'm Mailson. I'm from Brazil. And I'm here to talk a little bit about what I did last year in the Google Summer of Code. The thing I did was for Ocular. It was a tile-based engine for Ocular. And also, I'm from Brazil, a city called Recife in the northeast of Brazil. And currently, I'm working at the INDT. That's the Portuguese abbreviation for Nokia Institute of Technology. And you can see my blog and website over there. Or just an email to contact me. So first, there was a problem. Until not more than a year ago, Ocular could only zoom to a 400% limit. The problem with that was because back then an entire page of a document was rendered at once. So the zoom limit, it wasn't just to piss the users. It was actually a real stuff to avoid that the users consumed a lot of memory just when they're trying to zoom the page. So even though the user was trying to zoom just a little part of the page like this one, just the eye of the model here, the entire page would be rendered at once. And this, of course, would consume a lot of memory because the page would be stored in an internal cache of Ocular. So that was a real big problem. And there, in this bug report that we see here, there was a lot of solutions, a lot of people trying to solve that. Like some people suggesting just to render a part of the page and then forget about it and render it again. But that was actually not good because we wouldn't have a cache for the document. So one of the suggestions was to create a tile engine for the software, and that's how it started. The good thing about the tile engine is because you can render parts of the page, not the whole page at once, but you can still store those rendered pixmaps in an internal cache. So you don't need to render the same part over and over again. So before I start my presentation, I'll talk a little bit of the Ocular basics. It's needless to say that Ocular is a document viewer that can render PDFs, ebooks, comic books that you already know, but just a few words that I will use during the presentation that is important to so you can understand better. So internally, Ocular has this thing called generator. The generator is the part of Ocular that knows how to render a page. So in this case, in the case of this implementation, we are talking about the PDF generator. But we can use anyone in any generator. And the generator to render a page, it receives a pixmap request. That pixmap request, it describes what part of the document it should be rendered. If you're not using the tile engine, that means that the pixmap request informs you which page it should render. So the tile-based rendering. To this tile-based rendering, I introduced the tile manager. The main reason that I put in a separate part, I tried to put in a separate part of Ocular, it was actually not to mess around with the software, because I was just a student trying to do some stuff to work, and I didn't want to mess with what was already done with Ocular. So I create this to have a separate logic, and the tile manager is responsible to manage the internal structure of the tiles. And in this way, the Ocular overall, it talks to the tiles manager that it's the part which knows how to manage those tiles, how to ask for new tiles to render, and also how to keep them and after that delete when it's necessary. So initially, in the original size, Ocular doesn't use tiles all the time. If the document's not big enough, if the view is not zoomed very further, it doesn't need to use the tiles. So we can say that initially it doesn't use the tile manager. But when the request that it makes happens to be too big, or in other words, the page that would be rendered by the generator is too big, it decides to use this tile manager. So when that happens, it creates an instance of this tile manager and intercepts the request. So it can change the information of the request. Before, we requested the entire page, we only had the information of the page, and now it changes to give also the information about the visible area of the page. So it can render only that part that's needed for that time. So since we already have the stored pix map, I forgot to say, but without the tiles manager, Ocular actually keeps the rendered pages, can't keep the rendered pages in a cache, in an internal cache. So since we probably will have this stored pix map, we set them to the tiles manager, while the visible region is being rendered. So that happens because so the user don't notice the transition from the non-tiled page perspective to a tiled one. So while it Ocular decides to use the tiles manager, it's showing the previously cached page. So when the tiles manager is created, initially it divides the page into 16 parts, equally divided parts. That 16 is only an arbitrary number, but it divides the page in those parts, so each tile can represent the same region, no matter what zoom level it is. It could be done with the tile with the fixed size, but like the tiles will always have 64x64 pixels. But I didn't do this because with that the tile would represent more than one. When the zoom changed, the tiles should be rendered again, and we wouldn't use the previous tiles for nothing. So that each tile represents the same region. So in this view here, it's like a representation of the tiles and the visible region that we have this information to keep working with the tiles manager. So what happens when we want to request a tile? We actually first check for tiles in the viewport. We check them if the tiles that are intersecting with the viewport already have a pix map for the region. Also, we want to check if the pix map that we have is updated, because it can be an outdated pix map. It can be a pix map for that region, but from a different zoom level. So if those questions, if both questions are true, we already have a pix map and they are updated, we do nothing. But if one of them is not true, we need to render a new pix maps for those tiles. So when that happens, we need to create a new pix map request so we can request to the generator those tiles, and we use the visible region to generate this request. But instead of just sending the visible region for the generator, we we try to get all the tiles that are intersecting with this visible area, so we can just send one pixmap request for the entire area, and we avoid to overload the rendering process by sending for each tile another request. So we also try to expand a little bit the viewport, the visible region. So some tiles that are around or nearby the visible area also are rendered together. This is useful when the user is scrolling. So we don't wait to the user to get to the tile. We just try to pre-render those tiles that are nearby. And after we create this pixmap request, we send it to the generator so it can render the page. The job of the generator in this case is just really simple. Obviously, if the generator already have the support to render a cropped region of the page, so it checks whether the request is a tiled request, and then just crop that region. This example here is just the patch that I used to modify the PDF generator. You can see I just add an if, just checked if the request was the tiled request, and then render the specific region. So after the request is rendered by the generator, it comes back to Ocular. So, and since it's a pixmap request, it passes to the tile manager. The tile manager has to pay attention if the pixmap that it receives represents more than one tile. So it can crop the tile accordingly. In this example, we can see that the pixmap that came represents more than one tile, and then it was cropped to this region. So what happens when the zoom changes? When the zoom changes, we need to mark the tiles as dirty, but we keep the tiles in the cache. Why is that? As I said before, each tile represents the same region. So we don't need to just destroy the pixmap when the zoom changes. We change this information, we create a new request to render this new area, because we will probably need it. But we'll use this cached pixmap so the user can still have some information, something to see. So in the user perspective, it's like you are zooming to the page, you are seeing that blurry image that represents the stored pixmap just rescaled, and while it's showing this blurred image, the generator is rendering the pixmap. And when it's ready, the rendered pixmap comes to the tiles manager and just overrides the pixmap in cache. However, it may happen that the user zooms more and more, and the tile becomes very big, so big as the size of the page when we decided to use the tile manager. We need to work around that. We need to do something about that. So when that happens, the tile is split in new tiles. As you can see, I don't know if you can see actually, but in this picture, let's say that those tiles are in the limit of the maximum size, and the user just zoom in and is it saw that the pixmap that would be rendered, it would be very, really big. So it decides to split the tile into four new tiles, four children tiles. So the tile it's in a size that we can work on. So when you do this split operation, we actually do this before the request. So we don't try to request an area really big just to crop it out. So we keep we create those new tiles here, those children tiles of this top one, and send the request to the generator. But we keep the old tile yet. Like I said before, we don't do nothing with them. We don't try to crop it, because it will receive a new tile anyway. So we don't need to crop this tile here we have in cache. We just create the space for the new tiles and wait for the generator to come. When the new pixmap comes, in that case we crop it and use it in the tiles here below, and then we delete the parent pixmap here. So usually the pixmaps are stored in the leaf tiles of the tree of tiles. And also when that zoom change happens and we want to split the tiles, we only split the tiles that are visible. Since we don't need the information for the tiles that are not visible, and we are actually only render the tiles that are visible, we don't need to care about the other ones. We just split the ones that are visible. So the tree of tiles can look like this, like a parent tile with four children, and then one of the tiles more for children, but the other ones without children anyway. But the opposite of this can happen as well. The same way we don't want big tiles, we also don't want small tiles. Small tiles is not good as well. So when a pixmap comes and we see that it's too small, that we don't need to crop it again to put in the leaf tiles of the tree, we just delete the tiles of the leaf tiles and use the parent one to store the pixmap. So this merging operation is actually pretty simple. We just have to check and delete the children tiles for that. Another topic that I wanted to discuss is the memory management of this tiles manager and overall. And Ocular, before the tile manager, already have some memory management for the pages. So it depending of how you configure the software, it can store the previously rendered pages in a cache, but it also eventually it checks if those pages should be deleted, because to avoid avoid a high memory consumption. So the same way the Ocular did this for pages, we should do this as well for tiles. So while Ocular is checking for pages to delete, it also checks in the visible page that is not actually deleted with the algorithm if there are some tiles that should be deleted as well. But the problem with that is decide which tile we should delete. So we work with a ranking algorithm to rank those tiles right now for two properties. First, the dirty state. The dirty state means that the tile is dirty. It means that it has the pixmap, but it's not updated, like when you zoom the page. And also from the distance from the viewport. So we rank those tiles, we gave a number to them, and then sort them by this number. So when Ocular needs to free space, it deletes the tiles that have the last number in the rank, but also it takes care to not delete the visible tiles. The visible tiles are not supposed to be deleted because it's still in use, so it doesn't make any sense to delete them. This algorithm is quite simple. It had some suggestions to change it to be more smart, but currently it's how it's done. And so I talked about the memory management, so I want to get back to the view user perspective. So when the tile is rendered, the page view of Oculus should also render those tiles. And these operations is not that difficult. It just queries the tiles manager for the tiles that are visible in the page, inform the visible area, and asks for those tiles. And when they ask, the tiles manager just give the information of the stored tiles in the cache, and also where it should be positioned in the page. So the page painter can paint the tiles. Also, if the tile is outdated, we have the cached pix map, but it's not in the same zoom level that we are right now, it is rendered as well. So the user has something to see. And to render, we just rescale this pix map. Since each tile represents the same region, so we can just rescale and paint there, and that's okay. So just a little blurry, but it will come another tile anyway, a new tile to paint this area anyway. So it's just a cool view for the user to see how the page is being rendered. And also, since we started using tiles when we need, we also need to stop use them when we don't need anymore. So let's say the user zoom in on the page, and then okay, it started to see the details and want to zoom back. We maybe don't need to see the tiles anymore. So when they see that the page is not that big anymore, it doesn't need tiles anymore, it just deletes the tiles manager, deletes all the stored tiles that over there, and go back to the original configuration that's rendered the page at once, the whole page at once. So I prepared a little. If you have time, yeah. I prepared a little demonstration here with Ocular using the tiles manager. I'll have a file I just find here. A file that without the tiles manager wasn't that some information was impossible to see because it has a lot of details. So just. Okay, this file here, that file was posted in the bug report, and if I try to zoom to 400% that was before, we can see the information. Okay, no. Okay. Well, I don't know if it's because of the resolution we're using now, but 400% it's not that big, so. This file, there are some information that's impossible to see without the tiles manager. And if we try to change a patch to just drop this limit to use any tile of any size, some user reported that he was using about 2 gigabytes of his memory. So you see those lines here? It's being rendered here. You see those lines here? That's actually words. If I zoom further, You can see when I zoom, the tiles manager uses the previous stored cache pixmaps to show to the user. So it's a little blurred here, but it rendered. So if I zoom a little bit more, there it is. There are words here. And I could zoom even more. It actually has some limit, but I applied a patch just for me to drop this limit, so I could zoom and then size. Thank you. So, what time is it? Okay. Let's just find the presentation. Okay, as you saw in this example, we have some other examples with tile pages with a lot of information that we can use as well. But this example is really cool because it has some information that we don't see at all if we don't zoom really further. So what's next? We already have some suggestions to change that, actually suggested by Fabio, cache the pixmap with the different zoom levels that we don't actually do now. When it comes up, when we change the zoom, we keep the cache of the previous zoom level, but when it comes the new one, we just drop it and forget about it. So if the user zoom in and out all the time, it will request new pixmap for each zoom level. So use also a render the time when the tile was rendered as the ranking algorithm. That's actually just really a good idea. And also use parallel rendering to request the tiles, because sometimes there are some tiles that belongs to one page and other tiles that belongs to another page. And those two requests could be rendered in separate threads of the processor. And nowadays we have most of the processors have at least I know 4 cores, 2 cores. And also an awesome suggestion is to export it to an external libs so other applications could use it. There's actually some suggestions that's awesome suggestions. And I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Now it's time for questions or comments. Anyone?
In the case when some tiles needed to be rendered, you said that you render all tiles for the visible region. Why do you do that? And not only those tiles that are actually not yet in the cache.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question.
When the user moves the viewport,
yes,
and you detect that you need to render some new tiles. You said that you, in that case, render the full visible region or all tiles that are intersected with that.
Yeah, actually, you are asking if we render again a tile that was already rendered if you stay in the cache, right?
Yes. Yeah. Why don't you only render those tiles, the area for those tiles that are really new?
Yeah, actually, we don't render the entire view. We check on the view if there are any tile that there wasn't rendered before, and just render those tiles that are in the view and wasn't rendered before. It's when it's updated. It was your question? I answered your question.
then one of the slides was either misleading or had a wrong information. One of the first slides. There you said that in the case that one that's the okay. one, or go back one.
So this one?
Yes, there you have two.
Oh, I had to, yeah.
New tiles.
Yeah.
And in the next slide, you selected the full visible region for re-rendering.
Yeah, in this case, in the blue area is the visible region, and the dashed area, it's just an this visible region expanded. So it's expanded a little bit, so we can preload some tiles that are not visible, but probably the user wants to go. So when we expand this, I don't know if you can see, but the blue region is only covered those tiles here. But when we expand it, it's covering also those two tiles over there. So we actually, in this situation, we don't render only those tiles here. We render also those two. We expand the visible area. So because probably the user would scroll to this part of the page.
Okay, any more questions or comments?
Just maybe I missed it, but I was wondering, is this in 4.11?
I'm sorry, is this for what?
This new work you did, is it in KDESC 4.11 or is it going?
Yes, it's since 4.10.
Oh, okay.
It's already in the upstream.
Any more questions or comments? Well, that's about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.